Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the InfoWar massive news blitz coming up in T-minus 8 minutes. Got 5 minutes left with our amazing guest, Flobots, blasting up the chart to number one. We're talking to Brer Rabbit, who is one of the main MCs there, and we got the founder Johnny Fi standing by in the wings. Brer Rabbit, anything else you want to add? We really are appreciative of your time. About what it's like to see your band exploding, what it's like to be able to get this message out and have so many people listening to you.
It's incredible. It's everything. It's the beginning steps of what we hope for, but once again, it's just the beginning, because what we're actually hoping for is kind of like a shift in the way the media is presented.
Paradigm shift.
Exactly. Oh. Like the word revolution played out and used to sell photos and such. We're talking about a paradigm shift where like the relationship between musicians and their fans is not one of commodification, but one of actual relationship.
Integration. People,
yes. And we're moving towards that in all fields.
Communities. Communities of purpose. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. Oh, right now, one of the big problems is we have people who don't even know their neighbors. We have parents who don't talk to the children, and children who don't talk to the parents. We're living in seclusion within society, and what that does is breed fear. So what we're hoping to is just kind of open up those doors of communication. We're calling for an end to sectarianism, period, because neither side is in the right. Because everybody is just kind of sticking to their own dogma and not actually listening to the human beings behind it.
Corporations, the police, average citizens are backstabbing trash, and all you see is the blue glow of TV sets in neighborhoods and high-rises. We're not communicating, and that's how we defeat this dehumanization. You're right. It's just by reaching out.
Because everybody is striking from the safe digital distance when they're on their computers, and they're not actually relating to another human being, and they can say these things they would never say face-to-face to another person. We're dehumanizing each other, and as such, we're not acting human towards each other.
Well, there are so few bands that have a really pure message, that really understand what's happening, that are really striking at the heart. I mean, I can think of very few, and it is very exciting. I hope you guys, I hope every one of your songs is a super hit, and it's so great. It's such a new sound. I think you guys are going to end up being really big.
Well, thank you. And hopefully the nonprofit will actually go with the same amount of success as the album.
Explain that nonprofit. Explain how your organization works a little bit for us.
Okay, for sure. Because there's one thing to inspire people, but it's also the next responsible step is to try to give people a route for that inspiration. So right now, for the first year, Flobots.org is focusing on registering voters, trying to get people involved in that process. But as it grows and as we get beyond this pilot year, we really wanted the feedback to start coming from the fans as well, as they start organizing around principles in their community that they want to fix. America's not actually filled with apathetic people. It's filled with people who don't know how to help.
Yeah, well, they don't know how to get together. They don't know how to find real issues. They feel isolated. 9/11, we were just talking to Johnny Five. He was saying he questions the official story brought up Operation Northwoods. Brer Rabbit, what's your take there at the Flobots, or your personal take on 9/11 and government-sponsored terror?
It is an utter tragedy. Any loss of life is a shame, and it is my hope that as we move forward, these things can start becoming outdated concepts. War, terrorism, whatever this is, I want it to be something that's like smallpox, treated as like a contagion that once was. It's something that no longer threatens the world.
But are you aware of the paradigm of government-sponsored terror, how they provocateur and stage events?
Yes. And it's the sadness that it fills me with. But the thing is, if we start talking, if we start organizing, then our government can be a democracy again. But it is not.
Yeah, it's certainly a corporatocracy right now, or an oligarchy of sorts. Gentlemen, we're about to end the main interview. I just want to say bye to you right now. We're still going to be on air on the web for the next 2 minutes. Let me just say bye to you on air. But we're going to come back for the main network in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they are probably the hottest, quote, new band. Been around for 3 years, but a lot of their music's on the radio now. Right up there at the top of the chart, Flowbots, flowbots.org. Anti-New World Order, anti-global corporate plan, slave plantation. And we're talking to Briar Rabbit. And we're also talking to MC Johnny Five as they load up, getting ready to go on tour. I was asking MC Johnny Five, we're on all over the country, AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, but we're really big in Austin. And I want people to be able to come out and see you guys. You happen to have your tour dates in front of you? Okay, the cell phone just cut out. I want to be able to try to find out some of their tour dates. I was looking during the break and was unable to see that. I actually have his cell phone number if you want to call that back and try to get that on, because they agreed during the break, for those that were watching at prisonplanet.tv, to hold over, but then their phone was crackling. Then I got a bunch of other news here. There is just so much of it that we're going to be going over. Scott McClellan's new book about Bush, that's getting a lot of media traction. Hayden saying Al-Qaeda is going to strike any minute and is going to strike when the new president comes in. You've always got to have your inaugural bombing to, you know, start the hero worship of the government again so they can take more of our freedoms. But amazing, got the Flowbots on talking about government-sponsored terrorism. Hope we're able to get them back on the cell phone. Before we got them on air, they were worried this particular cell phone had low batteries. It's always Murphy's Law. At least today I don't have the phone company breaking in during the live show. Going, hello, hello? via the ISDN lines. That's always fun. But, John, I know you got three numbers. Did you happen to write down that cell phone number they gave us that's separate? I may have to have my guy running the show down here IM you this number. You want to come get this number? Just so we can say bye to him. It doesn't really matter. We had him on for 35 minutes regardless. But I'm definitely going to get him back on. Here you go. There's the number right there. That's Johnny Five's cell phone he gave me. Okay. What else was I going to cover here? Got to love Murphy's Law when a phone cuts out right when you're going to somebody. This is some of the headlines I've got. Government green lights, Gulf dollar abandonment. Do you know what that's going to do to the dollar? San Antonio cops force blood test on drivers. It's spreading all over the country. Camp memories. Obama and Ronald Reagan publicly lied and said they liberated death camps. Just totally made up. And I don't like hating Ronald Reagan. I don't like hating Obama. Just a lie is a lie is a lie. Rewriting history at Fox and Friends, Carter and Israelis nukes. North American Parliament meets in integration forum. Homeland Security agents reveal illegal shotgunning practice. This is these saturation patrols where they just randomly pull people over. That happened to me in Austin. Feds pay the local departments to do this, federalization, but then they also have their Border Patrol do it. The problem is the Border Patrol goes 100 miles into the country, and, I mean, there's so many illegal aliens in and around the border states, you could go anywhere and find endless numbers. But it's just a police state excuse to harass everybody and pull people over. So we'll talk about these immigration roving teams in a minute. Finishing up here, you got your cell phone cut out. Appreciate all of your time. Do I have Briar Rabbit on, or do I have Johnny Five
now, actually.
Okay, Johnny Five, I just wanted to thank you and give you guys a chance to talk a little bit more about the organization and how people get involved in it.
Absolutely. Well, you go to flowbuzz.org, you can sign up for our street team. And what we're going to be doing over the course of the summer is asking people in whatever city they're in to organize into a team of folks. And this year we're really going to focus on voter registration because we think it's an important, that's an important first step. But as things develop next year, we'll be looking at, what else can we do kind of as a united group and then people in their local area. So if you're interested at all what you hear, sign up for street team at flowbots.org. And then we'll get in touch with you and let's see if we can.
And folks, even if you don't totally 100% agree with their eclectic political view, they all disagree with each other as well. It's a message of liberty, freedom, getting involved in community. It's the exercise of getting out, getting involved, integrating with other people, talking to other people, getting outside the box. It is that process that is going to heal our society. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things we're going to try to do on this website and really make as a project of the site is, can we have dialogues that don't devolve into bickering? Can we have a blog? Can we have a message board that doesn't just devolve into name calling? Because, I'm sure there's things you and I disagree with, but we're having this conversation, and as everything you said is exactly right. That is how we're going to heal this society.
Well, it certainly is. And, CENTCOM now admits, and the government now admits, they hire more than 10,000 fake bloggers to go in and call names and start fights. They even put their own handles on, and we go to their MySpace, and it's a CENTCOM guy wearing a psych warfare patch. So they don't even deny they're involved. And then they have their camp followers that snowball, that's what they call it, Mockingbird, to repeat what they're saying. So we know that there is that military-industrial complex propaganda. You got any comments on that, Johnny Five?
Just that I need a read up.
Well, in closing, I would just tell you this. I know you wouldn't call yourselves leftists, but I'm sure you guys, from just what I've seen in your writings and what you've said, you understand the globalists, the corporate interests, own and control the mainline liberal arm as well as the conservative, and they play those two sides off against each other. Are you guys aware of that?
I would say, I think there's the corporate influence obviously is across the board. I think it is possible for people to go in and try to work within that. I mean, obviously, to the extent we're doing that, I mean, we are connected to a corporation, so we're not going to say we're some sort of purist kind of anti-corporate, anti-authoritarian group. But I think that's what we're starting to see. What can you do within systems and the way they're aligned, and what can you not do?
Well, Johnny Five, let me be clear. I mean, this changes my view a little bit of Universal. Looks to me like they're caving in to anti-New World Order. because I was contacted through Universal about carrying, you know, getting all my films, basically them buying them, and I was afraid they'd lock them down and not put them out. So I said no in the last month and a half to a really, you know, great deal. But then I was talking to some other people and other executives in media, and they said, no, that's what they're doing. They realize they can't stop the anti-globalist movement, and so they're trying, I guess, in a way to go ahead and just put it out, because if they can't beat us, join us. That makes me kind of question things, because they're letting your stuff. I mean, number one, you guys are good. People like you, and so they know you were going to break through regardless. So I'm just saying, watch your six down the road.
Absolutely. And I think there's always two things to it. One is we're doing something that was already successful here in Denver, and people are excited. People see an opportunity. They see a business opportunity. But I also know that the individuals I talk to at Universal, there's a real genuine, you know, share a lot of the views that we have.
A lot of their mid-level execs. No, I mean, we've convinced a lot of people in the elite or in the mid-level. I mean, I agree with you. I talk to these people, and they all know. And so that's why, and I talk to a lot of TV execs, other people. I've talked to the heads of major TV networks who say, look, we know it's true. We want to put it out, but the shareholders won't let us. So I see the dam breaking. That's why I'm so excited. I see you and Flowbox as the dam breaking.
Well, I'm excited to see where this all flows.
Well, thank you so much, Johnny Five, for all of your time. And please thank Briar Rabbit.
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to encourage people to keep staying in dialogue. And like you said, if you disagree with someone, take the time to have that dialogue, look at the evidence, and let's all become stronger and smarter.
All right, I commend you, and Johnny Five, and the list some of the other team for us in closing, not just you and Briar Rabbit, but who else is in there?
Yeah, so Mackenzie Roberts on viola, Kenny O on drums, Andy Guerrero on guitar, and Jesse Walker on bass. And then a lot of the album features Joe Ferrone on trumpet.
Now, he's amazing. All right, we'll be talking to you soon, and I'm certainly going to come see you in concert. Godspeed.
See you then. Thank you.
All right, amazing. There goes Briar Rabbit. You know what? Skip ahead about halfway into Handlebars and play from about halfway and let that take us out, John. Just pick a spot and play it. And then I'm going to take a breath, come back, cover news for the rest of the hour. And they got more big guests lined up for you here in the heart of the InfoWar. Tip of the spear, the front lines, ladies and gentlemen. You are on the front lines of the InfoWars. We'll be right back after the song that's number one on some of the charts, Handlebars.
On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just call to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine, 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strength that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, because I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I just put the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, so let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the laceration, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison, just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command, because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, in a holocaust, in a holocaust, in a holocaust, in a holocaust. I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
We're in a police state. Wait till we have the school teacher educator on using a fake name. What they write about for a good sized publication is stuff I've already seen in Austin 12, 14 years ago. And so that's coming up in about an hour. We got Jim Tucker popping in with the latest developments on Bilderberg. I'm so busy with guests and news and info, I haven't even covered that I'm having a money bomb, really. Saturday starts at midnight Friday night. and Friday ends going into Saturday morning. And I'm going to have people here for 24 hours answering the phone. If you want to call in with a credit card, we're going to have a credit card donation button and a PayPal donation button. They're already up on Infowars.com. You can also go to InfowarsMoneyBomb.com to find that subpage. If you'd like, it is all there. And I didn't come up with the idea of this money bomb, but I like the guy that's doing it. He's the guy that came up with the Ron Paul idea that then got picked up by Trevor Lyman and others. And Mr. Nordstrom. And we're not the government forcing you to give money. We've had all the disinfo people all over the comment sections of InfoWars, and we've let them do it. You know, spamming in each article. Kind of ruining the discussion, though, because I have more people complaining about how it ruins all the debates and discussions in the message board, wanting me to restrict people, that I even have spammers. Because they'll go into each and every, you know, of hundreds of articles, let's say 50, 60 articles we post a day, and they'll just repeatedly all day spam the same thing. You're all going to hell. And the article will be about microchips. The article will be about the environment. The article will be about Bush on cocaine. You're all going to hell. And I just let them do it, you know, because I'm trying to have freedom, but it's totally abused. Or Alex is a child molester. You know, they'll post that everywhere, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I just go, leave it up, leave it up. And we're able to ban IPs and ban people, but when we do that, it only encourages them more. And, it's just sad that there are people that claim they're patriots, and I don't think all of them are government agents. In fact, most of them aren't. It's just a sick society. In there on the InfoWars posting area, just anything you can imagine. We've gone and looked at the IPs. They'll go in there and say, let's kill this public official. And then the same IP, five posts later, says, that's it, I'm calling the police on you for saying that. And it's the same IP. I mean, these are some dirt bags. And I thought it was the government in there threatening Obama and Hillary with murder. It wasn't the government when the Secret Service came. We gave them the IP, just that one IP, and they went and the guy was emailing me freaking out going, hey, man, Secret Service came up here to Michigan. I'm like, yeah, you go on there and say, kill people. It's going to happen, buddy boy. But then some of them are doing it to then start stuff up. I had one guy put out an email in my name saying he was going to kill Bush 6-7 years ago. And he ended up in the newspaper in Tennessee. I talked about it on air, and months later it was in the paper. But like, wow, you were telling the truth. Of course I was telling the truth. Secret Service came out. I had people sending emails out in my name and stuff saying this kind of crap. So just so you know, to bring you people like the Flobots and Jimmy Vaughn and Charlie Sheen and Jesse Ventura and Charlton Heston and Tommy Chong and governors and former German defense ministers and head of the Kissinger group. I mean, we work our butt off here to bring you big guests, hardcore info, and we're under unbelievable attack. I mean, just the insane stuff that I won't even tell you about that we've seen around here. You know, getting arrested, getting detained, getting screamed at, getting threatened with prison for trying to cover Bilderberg. Having crazy people sue me. Oh, yeah, that's happened. I mean, just the sometimes I want a little bit of appreciation. You know, I don't get up here and beg for money. I never really done it. I said, if you want to give me donations, fine. It'll go to the effort. But, yeah, if somebody comes up with an idea for a money bomb, you bet I'm going to get behind it. You bet I'm for it. And you know what? I wasn't going to really push it hard until a bunch of people got mad and tried a bunch of other dirty tricks and things I won't get into who are so upset about this money bomb. And other locals are trying to do their money bombs at the same time, which I don't care if you do money bombs. It's so stupid you do it right when I'm doing one. It's like you can't have original thought in your head. The point is, you want to hurt the New World Order. It's the community. It's the idea. It's the idea of giving to a real cause. You know, they try to use the example of fake preachers asking for money. That's not us, folks. We're not saying if you don't give us money, you're going to go to hell. Or if you've got cancer, send us money and you'll be healed. Got some quack sponsors do that. Nothing I can do about it. But, you know, the point is that your money will go directly into fighting the New World Order with the Saturday Money Bomb. And I want to see big donations, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to rub it in everybody's face who hates us that they're jealous we're doing this. And it'll go to a good cause. So be sure and give.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You found it, the radio show that wrote the book on the fight against the New World Order in the modern sense. Had a lot of great old guys writing books and meeting people at Outback deer camps. Doing shortwave radio shows that we owe a lot to. But as a young man, 22 years old, I'd studied enough history to understand we were in an info war. And I said, this is an info war. This is InfoWars.com. So when you support us with the money bomb, you're supporting the radio show that has written the book. I mean, listen to everybody. That's what they imitate, what they copy, what they push, what they say. Top hip-hop bands, other all the other talk show hosts. And most of the people love me and appreciate my vision. And my vision is about us all coming together and integrating our ideas and information and moving forward. I don't even claim to be the end-all be-all either. In fact, it's pretty sad and scary that I'm the best there is because I don't have a high view of myself. But, hell, I could have gone and signed a deal with Universal Studios, ladies and gentlemen, and had millions and millions of dollars. I could have signed 9 years ago a million-plus dollar-year radio contract for 5 years. And it was going to get a lot bigger after that. That was my training wheels. And I said, no. And these corporate types can't believe it when you say, no, no, I don't want your money. So then am I here grubbing around for money from some money bomb that'll probably bring in $50,000 to $100,000? The dollar ain't what it used to be, baby. That pays for almost nothing around here. You know, the only reason I've been successful is I take the money we get and I put it right back into the operation. And, man, I could kick myself. I'm about to sign a lease on this big place, and I missed and didn't notice that Rick Linkletter is moving into the airport and the film studio is over there. I'd heard about it, and I'd forgotten. And I missed getting the first lease in on the Deter Studios. Oh, man. It's little. It's only like 7,000 square feet. But I missed that. I mean, I literally was having nightmares last night about that. We're about to sign this one lease, and I go, oh, my gosh, the Deter Studios. We call, and they go, oh, it's only been out for a week, and there's already one contract being signed today and another backup on it. Cross my fingers, those fall through. No. The fact that I didn't think about that or put two and two together. Oh, man, it'd be great to be in those studios. It's made for voiceovers. It's made for what we do. It's all, oh, it's beautiful. And it was inexpensive, too. It's an old house. It's a big old house on 35. Back when that was a dirt road, they built it in like 32. Heaven help us, I wanted that studio. I remember hearing they were going to move about a year ago when I was last over there. Oh, yeah, we're moving when the lease is up in a year after the airport. And then I didn't think about it. I'm already brainstorming. It doesn't matter. The point is that because I won't come under corporate control, because I don't trust the big boys that have approached me not once, not twice, but three times with contracts, then I have to raise money through advertising. And our problems would be over if I would sell magic plastic pyramids that heal your cancer. Our problems would be over if I'd sell these Rife machines, which are absolute bull. Or magic little stickers you put on your cell phone that unmodulate this frequency. Total bull. Our problems would be over, but I will not do that. But catch 22, I won't take money for that, but then still, it slips through and gets advertised on the network. And you know what? You can't win. You turn down the corporate offers. You turn down the advertising that could float your boat, because for some reason, people buy crap a lot faster than they buy real stuff. But at least we're reaching the people. At least we got the YouTube videos by the millions, reaching millions a day. At least we've got you out there spreading the word about the internet streams and the M&M affiliates and everybody else. And God help us is all I can say. I know it's sending a lot of people into a fits of rage that I'm having a money bomb, other talk show hosts and other websites and patriot groups. What are you worried about? Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. We'll probably be in a depression in a year or two. Society's unraveling. They're about to attack Iran unless there's a miracle. They're poisoning the water in the air. Don't you get it? It isn't about ego. If I wanted to be the big pimp daddy, my stuff would be in every Walmart in the country right now. I take the paths less traveled, as they say. Sometimes I think about what an upright good person I am, how fair I am, how real I am, how genuine I am. And my whole life, I thought everybody else was like me. And I find out most people aren't. Most people are trash. And they're trashy in a childish way, like a four-year-old throwing a fit over a broken toy. Let me tell you something, jackasses. We're in a red-level life-and-death crisis. You understand how they're feeding on innocence? You understand how this cancer of government and corporatism is growing? We don't have much time to play games anymore. So again, if you really want to know about my finances, this money bomb isn't anything. This will fill our gas tank for about a month if it's successful. Don't worry, I've got other finance systems with advertising, video sales, and other things, and inheritance and stuff. Yeah, that's right, I'll take that and dump it in here. Okay? This movement comes first, not my children having any type of savings, not me having any big savings. This fight against the New World Order comes absolutely number one first. It's what it's all about with me. Now, if I think Ron Paul could raise $6.7 million with a money bomb, why couldn't we raise a few million dollars? And that's what the government, our detractors are worried about. They want the money bomb to die with Ron Paul. They want it to end. They want it to kind of fizzle out and it's over instead of me having a money bomb, you having a money bomb. Don't you idiots understand other talk show hosts are attacking my money bomb? Don't you understand that if my money bomb's not successful, then yours sure isn't? But if it's a perception of it successful, this idea of giving having an effect, because I will use it to have an effect if it was big, even though you probably wouldn't, that would still help you because people would see what I did with it. You know, that's it. Can we hook a wireless unit onto this camera? And I give people a tour. I guess I could just shoot some video of the studios and the offices we're in. We have a long cable for this camera? Or we have a wireless unit right now for it? By the way, we need to order those units for Bilderberg. We haven't done that yet. It's T-minus 6 days till we leave. I got that going on. I don't want to sit here and talk about myself, ladies and gentlemen. And the good Lord does provide. But the reason I'm going to go get this bigger office is so I can hire more people and fight the new world order at a better level. And the reason I'm going to go ahead and shoot for doing at least twice a week or something, and then every day, and then maybe a network, if the money comes in, it's a big gamble. I'll have to expend the savings I've got, which has always been an emergency nest egg in case they shut down our accounts, went after us, did something. I can keep operating for a few months, 4, 5, 6 months, maybe 2 months, maybe, depending on, you know, what happened. But I'm just going to, regardless of what this money bomb does, I'm just going to go ahead and expend my extra fuel. That's all it is. It's dirty rags to me. It's piles of cruddy confetti that's devaluing so fast. So why not put your Federal Reserve notes into our operation now? I mean, and I started thinking, why should I be embarrassed to ask for money? I've never really done it. Why shouldn't I? Because I'll actually spend it on the fight against the New World Order. Instead of having one IT guy, we have one other part-time, I'll have two full-time, and I'll have more editors. We were up here again last night. I was up here till 1. What time are you here, Burmese? Burmese is now in the beehive. 3 o'clock in the morning. When did you leave? You left at 2? Okay. I mean, you know, that's because, and it's not because we don't have the personnel, ladies and gentlemen. And now since I've been saying we're going to hire people, I've had a bunch of people show up at the door wanting jobs. I don't have the office space. You've seen the anthill I'm in. And so I thought, because frankly, I have an ego to the point of I'm proud. I'm prideful. And that goes before the fall. But only prideful in that I want to do it all myself. But I need your help, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do all this myself. I mean, I spend so much time with guests and info, and I don't even plug my videos anymore. And that's one of the biggest weapons we've got in the InfoWar. You want to support us right now? Go to InfoWars.com. Order the Everything Special. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It gets better and better. You had one a few years ago? Go get it now. It's really super high quality. CDN, ultra-fast servers. Go tell people about the free podcast. It's free. How many terabytes is the podcast alone now? 30? 25? Remember you said something like that. 25 terabytes. You know how much 25 terabytes cost to put out a free thing so all these sponsors, most of which aren't mine, get heard on the internet? So Ted's sponsors get heard? I carry this whole network on my little turtle shell back, ladies and gentlemen. Do I get loved by the other hosts for that? Unless it's Jack McClam or Butch Paul. No, I don't. I get derision, hate, backstabbing. That's what I get. That's what I get for putting it together, doing it all for you, red carpet, blowing open the gates of the enemy strongholds with God's help for you. What do I get? I get jealousy and hatred because I've got my eye on the prize, so I'm successful. They don't have the magic because they're not in the right place. Their mind's not in the right place. Their heart is not in the right place, and that's why they're not successful. But let me warn you, being successful in the fight against the New World Order as a frontline general gets you capped. The enemy shoots at the generals. I haven't liked to announce that I'm the Dark Horse General because it's dangerous. The enemy knows it, but announcing it will only make me bigger. For some reason, announcing your success only makes it bigger. I've actually held back announcing just how big we are, just how huge we are, just how effective we are. I haven't even told you the numbers. You have no idea the tens of millions we reach every week. It's exploding geometrically. And I'm like a comet accelerating towards the sun, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like where I'm going, but it's good for you what I'm doing, so I'm doing it. I'm trailblazing through hell and back for you. And just maybe if I accelerate fast enough at the sun, I'll boomerang around it instead of going into it. But I need to accelerate towards the sun and use its gravity in the info war to get my speed up. Because we don't have time. We got to take the New World Order down fast. You understand they're poisoning your water. I keep saying that. It's admitted they're poisoning you, government documents. Fluoride is a toxic sedative, which has a calming effect. A lot of heavy elements have that. Arsenic. Arsenic has a stimulative effect. It has a calming effect, but also a degenerative effect in bones, every organ, every gland. It calcifies your glands. You know what chlorine is? The only thing that's more electropositive than chlorine is chloride. Fluoride. Chlorine. They put it in your water. Do you understand? Do you read me, government people? They're poisoning you. Do you read me? Do you understand me? That's why it's disgusting to pull up to a checkpoint with cops waddling around. What's in your car? I want to search you. I want to play this. Play part of this. This is San Antonio. Listen, it's going to be a bloody weekend getting in your space, pushing boundaries. Cops on the side of the road are going to take your blood. In some areas of the country, they do it on the side of the road. On others, in Dallas, they take you in at least and have a warrant. That's one thing. They do have probable cause. It looks like you're drunk. You're stumbling around. But the way they say, if you don't give breath, we'll take your blood, that's the threat, and that's what is official oppression. So that's what's illegal in this. But the taking it on the side of the road, I mean, a nurse in a well-lit hospital room. I've given blood a few times for insurance, a few times for surgery, and half the time they can't find my veins. Because I got a thick layer of thick skin. I got thick skin. I got redneck, you know, good old boy guts and skin, everything else. And they can't find us in there jamming those needles. I mean, I swear, man, you think it's some macho thing for me to say? I'm secretly afraid of what I'll do? I mean, some cop starts coming at me with a needle. I don't like needles, folks. I have to control. I mean, it's like some kind of, it's a phobia. You know, I've had a finger cut off, and I've been sliced open before, and a compound, you know, all these injuries. But I don't like getting blood taken. I had the flu last year and was really sick for like 4 days. I thought it was the flu. It ended up being strep. And I went and they took blood. I didn't enjoy that, I'll tell you right now. And I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of people are on the message board saying, man, I'm going to go crazy. How would you like it, cop? And somebody pull you over, pull out a needle. Go ahead and play the stupid thing. You got that clip of the San Antonio blood taking thing, John? Okay, here we go.
It's going to be a bloody weekend in San Antonio.
For the first time ever, if you refuse to submit to a breathalyzer, police will take your blood with or without your consent. Amanda Stanzlis is live with that story. Amanda?
Well, we all know that Memorial Day weekend is a big weekend for barbecues, for a few beers maybe. So the idea behind this no refusal weekend is to keep these roads safe. But the debate becomes whether taking blood is fair.
This Memorial Weekend is a no-refusal weekend.
Yes, this weekend, if you get stopped by cops because they think you were drinking and driving, you'll be asked to take a breathalyzer. You refuse, and they will take your blood.
I think that's just not fair. It's too
that's enough of it. It's all about how it's not fair. How about it's not constitutional? How about you keep your mitts off of me? And then I got a sick article. Oh, I even forgot about this. This is in last night's stack. I was up here late at night. And now there's Reuters saying that tasers are good for your heart. I'm not kidding. Now it says we ought to thank the police because the tasers help our heart. You cannot make this up. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. We ought to thank the officer. That's giving you a heart adjustment. The heart is electrochemical. As low as 10,000 volts, 10,000 watts, excuse me, out of, well, just go pull up the study for yourself. I've looked them up. We've had doctors on. This is 50,000 watts. It's just amazing. Incident shows tasers may have affected heart. A quick shot from a taser may have zapped a man's fluttering heart back into healthy rhythm. Doctors reported on Tuesday. And it goes on to talk about how the 28-year-old patient was fleeing police and jumped into a lake in April when the water was still very cold. And it goes on to say they shocked him. A cardiologist at Hartford Hospital said in Connecticut, we treated the man. He was taken to the emergency room. Richard said the patient was experiencing an irregular heart rhythm known as artificial arterial fibrillation, possibly as a result of the cold and shock. After treatment, the patient was eager to leave. He got very combative and started yelling in my face. That's when I left the room and got security. Yeah. Used to, they would just lock the door and tell you to shut up or they weren't going to treat you. Now they just taser you. I mean, my dad's a dentist. People freak out and cry all the time when they're there to get wisdom teeth pulled out. And he just will tell them real sternly, stop it right now. Listen, I got to do this. Or, you know, or he'll go, okay, I'm gonna sedate you. Here's Halcyon. Come back in 30 minutes. And they're just knocked out, drooling. But no, imagine you have to pull a taser out. I'm going to taser you now. Because you're throwing a fit while you're scared. Police, and you should have seen me after I had leg surgery when I woke up. I like threw a pizza against the wall when I was 16. God, there's nothing I hate more than narcotics. A few surgeries I've had, folks, when I wake up, I will not take the pain pills, none of it. I hate them. Gives me a headache, the likes of which never, it's just unbelievable. It says they tasered him, and they go on to say it's good for him, and they love it. They're right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Looking out your window, babe.
Looking out your window, babe, and I've seen you like a cat.
Oh. Man got his hand outstretched.
Could be the fella.
Could be the local priest. Yeah, sometimes Satan. Come as a man of peace. Yeah, first he's in the background, and he's in the front. Sometimes.
No, they
You tell them.
Well, first he's in the background, and then he's in the front. Both eyes are looking like they're on a rabbit hunt. Nobody says this to him, not even a chief up on his hunt. You know, there's sometimes Satan comes in the middle.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's right, we do 4 hours a day now, and that's not enough. I then come in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with a Sunday syndicated transmission, because the enemy doesn't sleep, and neither do we. Burmese is going to be riding a shotgun. I'll be calling in with reports next Thursday and Friday from Chantilly, Virginia, just miles away. From the District of Criminals, Jim Tucker joining us in 30 minutes, about to have an educator in Texas popping in with zero tolerance. You got an aspirin in your lunchbox, 6 months in jail. You drop a banana peel, you get beat up and tasered. So we got video of it. You fall asleep at the desk, you're arrested, disorderly conduct. Maximum prison grid, a huge meat grinder feeding your children into it. Look at these. Look at this story. A man's irregular heartbeat returns to normal after taser zap. So they're saying, oh, you ought to pay the cops to taser you. It's good for your heart. Like I told you months ago, it can turn your heart on. It can turn it off. You don't ever know what it's going to do. I saw when they started putting tasers in 10 years ago, there were some lawsuits where cops, a lot of cops who are going to be taser officers, it's a macho thing. They get tasered to see its effects. And then every couple thousand cops get tested on end up having heart attacks or problems. The departments just throw them out and say, Taser didn't do that. Shut up. Like, I ought to dig those up and have those cops on. You think they care about you, cops? They don't care about the troops breathing the depleted uranium. The VA hardly gives health care to our troops. I had some idiot email me and say I was lying about all the maggot deaths, going, you're a liar, on my message board on Prison Planet. Or was it on the comment section on the stories? I forget. Maggots only eat dead flesh. Maggots don't eat human flesh. How could maggots be going up the troops' noses at the VA and killing them in Kansas City? Hey, buddy, it was in the Associated Press and the Kansas City Star, and it happened some other places in the country, and there's a bunch of varieties of flies. Whatever this, there's a couple of varieties that eat live meat, but reportedly these are normal flies, and they see the sinus is dead. So they go up there and eat and do a bunch of stuff and then get into the brain. They died of maggots. Don't you call me a liar. Just because you're ignorant doesn't mean that I'm lying. Just type Veterans Hospital maggots into Google. Just stop saying I'm a liar out of hand. Start finding out. Cops. I've had a bunch of guests on and doctors about it, but don't believe me when I say it's admitted the Germans and the Russians put it in camp water, fluoride, to control people. Go look it up. Go look up the U.S. studies about how it dumbs people down. Isn't your health worth it?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.